that, let's bring things back home. And I have another great story to share with you today about an entrepreneur who has managed to not only survive the lockdown, but to diversify and grow his business against the odds. His name is Basil Williams, and he's an agricultural entrepreneur whose business, called Herbal View Hydroponics, grows fresh herbs. Started in a corner of his parents' backyard in Kylemore with a little bit of shade netting. Today, it is a fully scaled commercial operation producing 3 tons of herbs every month. Let's hear the story of how that happened. It's a great pleasure to welcome Basil Williams to us on the line from Stellenbosch. Great to have you on the show today, Basil.
Hi, thank you very much, Papa.
How did you get into growing herbs in the first place?
Papa, in the late 1998, actually, I had opportunity to work for the Agriculture Research Council in Alsenberg. And I was working at the fynbos research unit where we was doing propagating and cultivating our fynbos plants and exporting our fynbos plants. And I think my opportunity has started there, where the bug has actually bitten me there. And I was very fascinated on propagating and cultivating in Elsenberg and hardworking years. And I actually built myself up from there in 1998. This is how I actually start my whole journey with Herbal View Hydroponics years. And I've moved over to propagating of essential oil plants and work in different community projects.
Okay, now that little corner of your parents' backyard with some shade netting up around it has grown to a full-fledged farm in the interim years. Basil, the journey has not been without its obstacles. I believe, for example, that one of your early attempts to get started on a bigger scale was disrupted by a storm that wiped up a lot of your growing tunnels.
Yes. In 2009, very big, disrupted by a storm and pulled down my tunnels and infrastructure before I couldn't even start it yet. This implementation has finished and the wind ripped up everything of me. Yes. And I have picked up and started over again and move on. But that even have made me stronger at that time. Yes.
A lot of people would have given up after something like that happened, Basil, but you were determined to keep going. You did get some very decent support in terms of, I know, government assistance from the Department of Agriculture provincially, helping you to find suitable land to lease to get on your feet. More recently, though, you've had a lot of business help, because I know you enrolled in the Small Business Academy run by the University of Stellenbosch's Business School. Just for our listeners who aren't familiar with that program, it's a 9-month intensive development program for entrepreneurs deliberately aimed at low-income areas of the Western Cape to try and take businesses there and nurture them and mentor them and teach them business skills that will allow them to scale them up and improve their job creation potential. Basil, when did you first start thinking about enrolling in that program and what did you hope it would do for you?
Move over from one program to another program. I think this year when the COVID-19 pandemic actually has just make us a little bit weak year, and it actually teaches me to be more disciplined and innovative and creative. And this is the first time that I've took my business online, selling my stuff online. I never thought that I could have done it, but programs like the SBA program, one of the amazing programs that actually I've implemented in my business, what we learned within this month here, coming intensively in your business on business planning, financial planning, marketing. And this program has worked and done so much for us, actually. And I could say the value that it's been adding to my business is amazing.
So what does the business look like today, Basil? Tell us how big you are, how many people work for you, how much of what you're producing every month.
Herbal View Hydroponics is producing up to 2.5 to 3 tons of herbs. And we are currently busy now on 1 acre land in Stellenbosch, and also have busy now identifying a new land outside Stellenbosch within tunnel production, more tunnels to expand and to supply more markets, because the market is very demanding in supplying fresh herbs at the moment. But the challenges within this industry of intensive herb hydroponic growing is the experience. If you don't have any experience in intensive growing, you're not going to make it, actually. And that is actually what we're doing. We are basically expanding now with the Department of Agriculture is expanding and building new packaging units for us, cold room, office unit, and within the CAST program, a very amazing program. And it's working over the years with the support from the Department of Agriculture. And we are at the stage now, when we started Herbal We Are the Planet, we supply companies like Pastor Princess, Inner Parliament, within the fresh supply of herbs. But then I realized that I must do my own thing here with these and adding value to my own product. Then I went over and starting my first brand of herbs and spices, and I'm drying my own herbs now. I'm doing now herbs infused spices with dry herbs and spices, lemon and herb, garlic and herb. That's a new brand that has been developed also by the SAB Foundation program. I've been in our SAB Foundation program, and I just recently have won the Team Player Award in the SAB Foundation Tolawane Enterprise Developing Program. And from there, I went over to the Raniahaka Enterprise Developing Program in Stellenbosch, where I got the opportunity to go on the SBA program. The SBA program has been on a more advanced level that has earned so tremendous value to my business at the moment.
It's so amazing to hear such positive growth stories coming out of a time in which most of the feedback we're hearing from businesses is lamenting the difficulties and the challenges of the current environment. Basil, I mean, you've obviously had a lot of hands holding yours, mentoring you along the way, but you also crucially have got the sense of never giving up, which is so important to entrepreneurs. What advice would you share with other small business owners out there who are feeling despondent in the current circumstances, who are battling to see a future for themselves?
My advice, Pippo, will be, I think your passion is the vehicle that drives yourself. Your passion, you have to have a love in your business on what you're doing, because business is not always about money or about making that money, but it's about your passion that you have for what you're doing. And I can say work hard and perseverance and pull through. And I think within our entrepreneurs, within the COVID-19, this pandemic is just giving us a way of being more innovative and creative. It actually made me stronger now at this current moment. And I mean, I've got an opportunity now to export herbs now. I'm busy with it, and wow. I'm getting my stuff ready and expanding with the Department of Agriculture assistance. With we opened now this Tuesday, we have opened the new brand new Co-Create Hub in Stellenbosch, where the first to go for entrepreneurs to showcase their products in Stellenbosch. So I'm available there for any talks and anything from any people. So products has been sold from the Co-Create Hub in Stellenbosch, yes.
Basil, besides that, our listener Cindy emailing me asking, where can we buy your products? She would love to find a new line of fresh herbs to try. Can consumers walk into a store anywhere and find them?
At the moment, yes, on the fresh herbs, at the fresh herbs, they can walk in the store at the moment. We're buying Spar Yonkerzoek, and we also doing the Vineyard Deli in Kenrich there. And we're currently busy with the herbs and spices now, with Spar now. So from September, October, the Spar in Stellenbosch will do the spices and the herbs. And then we also are in, as you know, with Western Cape DC to supply the distribution center of Spar from October with a fresh line of herbs, yes.
Fantastic news. I mean, all kinds of growth opportunities you've just spoken about. Basil, what does it mean for staffing in your business? How many people do you currently employ, and do you think that figure is going to grow in the future?
At the moment, we have about six people, and three women and three men. And my main target in my business is to employ another 20 people, 20 workers within the next year. We are currently busy with funding through IDC and Department of Agriculture, AgriBE, and we are identifying a new farm outside of Stellenbosch. And with the support of the Raniahaka Enterprise Development Program also, to expand that farm. And my biggest vision within the next 2-3 years is to expand that operation to a 10,000 square meter of greenhouse project with packaging, pre-packaging and agri-processing on herbs to supply our SPAR, Pick and Pay, Checkers, Food Lovers Market in Woolworths, and to employ 20 more people within our surrounding community, our Stellenbosch area.
What's it going to take to get you there, Basil? Because I know land availability is always a crucial part of these conversations.
This is one of the main things. I've been in that for 20 years. I've been struggling on land reform programs and getting land. I think that is one of my biggest challenges, but not even that has stopped me, Papa. I've moved from one place to another place, and the land reform actually program actually and at their doors, but was unsuccessful, but still pushing through, and we're busy now to the IDC on support on buying our own land, our own farm, South Stellenbosch. And I think that actually I can just give some advice to our local farmers around areas, is that never give up, always push through and work hard to supply your markets. It's very challenging now within the COVID pandemic, within the supply chain. A lot of restaurants are closed, a lot of farms that we supply, delis and markets. But new doors have opened. I mean, we have innovatively take our brand to new clients. And I think this new venture is really working for us. Yes.
Basil Williams, I hope it continues to do so and to thrive and grow according to all those plans. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And if anybody wants to check out more info on Basil's business, it's called Herbal View Hydroponics. Their website is herbalview.co.za. Our best wishes to him. And thanks again to the Small Business Academy at University of Stellenbosch Business School for supporting these entrepreneurs and mentoring them and bringing the stories to us as well. It's always a pleasure to be able to feature good news stories, particularly in current conditions.